6-34
is Micah.
Today
six,
we read a short section from
eight.
Mark's Gospel,
the prophet,
in which Jesus
Micah,
lays out several parables of seeds and sowing.
The prophet Micah
is
a rural
among
faithful
agricultural
Jew
people,
living at a time
so he knows
when the Jewish nation was threatened by the advancing kingdom of
the
Assyria.
Kingdom of God is for him.
Micah believes
the
that the corrupt worship and economic
be.
Practices
this
of
implies
Jerusalem
that the world
are the central
is not
problem,
as God wants
and
it
he calls
to be.
For radical change.
These parables
in
use
today's
common
reading,
experience.
He zeroes
in
on what is required
to be
faithful,
God wants
right
it to
relationship
be.
With God.
He also said,
Micah,
the kingdom of
six,
God is as
six,
if someone
eight.
Should scatter seed on the
I
ground,
come before the
and
Lord,
would sleep and
rise
myself
night
before
and day,
God on high.
And the seed would sprout
shall I come before him with
he does
burnt
not
offerings?
Know how.
With calves,
the earth
a year
produces
old?
Of itself
first
the, Lord
the
be
stalk,
pleased, with
the thousands
then the head,
of rams,
then the
with
full grain
of
in
rivers
the
of oil.
But when the grain
shall
is
I
ripe,
give him my
at once he goes in with his sickle,
because the harvest
the fruit
has
of my
come.
Body for the sin
he
of my
has
soul.
Also said,
he has told
with
you,
what can
O
we
mortal,
compare the kingdom
good,
of God?
Or
what
does
parable
the Lord
will we
require
use
of you
for it?
But to do justice,
it is like a mustard seed,
and to love kindness,
which,
when
and
sown
to
upon the ground,
with your
is
God.
The smallest of all the seeds on
and
the
we're
earth.
Going to sing,
yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs. And puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade. With many such parables, he spoke the word to them, as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Will you join me in prayer? May the words of my mouth, and the meditations of our hearts, the actions of our lives be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Have you noticed that much of the last half of the Christian scriptures, the New Testament, is made up of letters? It would appear that it is a long, these letters were written to communities, just communities, by various different people, and decades, even centuries later, they were placed in a collection which became for us scripture. And we've been reading other people's mail ever since. That's a long and Christian tradition, reading other people's mail. So I want to read for you to hear other people's mail this morning. A letter to Sarah and to Addison. Feel free to fit your own life and your own experiences into this as the Spirit calls you to. Dear Addison and Sarah, I'm writing you this letter for the day of your baptism, knowing that when you read it, you will not likely have a conscious memory of the day, and I want you to know about it. It is an amazing day. I mean, all days are amazing, but this one especially for you, for your families, for our community of faith that gathers around you. People of faith have a long tradition of writing letters. Early Christians like Paul and others wrote them to teach the faith, to help people through hard times. Today, this letter is kind of a message to your future and a blessing for your today. It is a remarkable day for a number of reasons. The first and most important to us here is just the wonder of a day and the fact that we are in it and that you are in it. I mean, it has taken a lot to get you here. Your parents have been through a lot. The birth of all children is a miracle. We are awesomely and wonderfully made. But you two in particular, so longed for, so hoped for. And here you are, and God, and we are well pleased. It is a remarkable day because of your families. As you read this, it may amaze you that I would call your families remarkable. They are probably boringly normal to you, annoyingly conventional. And in this time and place, they are remarkable. Not very long ago, most families looked pretty much the same. A mom, a dad, some kids. People thought that that is the only shapes family should come in. But we have discovered that when you let love have its way, when we let love create the shapes of our families grow in all kinds of shapes. We're learning to look for love and follow it and let it create and unite us. And we celebrate your families and the shape that they are and the love that has created them and that sustains them. There will be times when your family drives you crazy. And you believe that your family is anything but normal. We've all been there. And the truth is, we don't always live up to the love that has created us and shaped us. But Sarah and Addison, this is very normal too. Hang in there with your families, as they too will grow and change. And keep your eye out for the love that's at the core of it all, and you'll find your way through. When I think about it, this is a remarkable day because we are the church here, and the church blesses all this. Another thing that might amaze you as you read this is that there have been times and places not long ago and not far from here in which the church has not blessed children and families in circumstances like yours. Once again, the church has sometimes been more interested in controlling the way people express their love than in celebrating and supporting it. This we confess. We are a fallible and human community prone to judgment, but we hold on to trustworthy and divine ideals, to seek justice, to love kindness, to walk humbly with God. And we are drawn together by a gospel of love that we're trying to live by. I hope that by the time you are able to read this, you will have had many experiences of the community living this way together. Addison and Sarah, you will likely not remember this as a memory, but hopefully you do remember it in your soul somewhere. I'm sure you do. Both of you have been in my office, and I have had the chance to hold you and to talk to you. And today, together, we placed water on your head as a sign of God's blessing. And oil, a seal of God's promise of love in your life. You are so small and beautiful and tender and holy. You are like the tender seed Jesus talked about. The one that he said is like the kingdom of God. I like to think about the kingdom of God as simply the world as it is when love gets its way all the time. And when love gets its way all the time, there is justice, there is kindness, there is humility. And Jesus said that the kingdom of God is like seed scattered, and it sets down roots and grows, we know not how. Well, we do know some things. But about the mystery at the core of life, the mystery of your presence here, the mystery in your face as you sleep that we find so mesmerizing by the hour, that is the seed of the kingdom of God that we hold in wonder and awe today. Fearfully and wonderfully made indeed. And we notice within your parents, we notice in ourselves how this genuine wonder and awe then gives rise in our hearts and minds to a renewed commitment. We hold your mustard seed little lives in our hands and we find ourselves thinking fierce thoughts. For there is a powerful desire in our hearts that your mustard seed lives will fall on nourishing ground. That your mustard seed lives will be protected from all that could harm you. That the genius and beauty that has been planted in you by God will have a chance to grow and make the difference in the world that we know it can make. You see, none of us can know what life will hold for ourselves, much less for anyone else. But today we bless your lives as divinely given and divinely to be held. We pray that as you grow and encounter your own abilities and weaknesses, that your childhood would be a precious time when the core building blocks of gospel life will take shape for you. We pray that during that powerful, volatile, exciting transition from childhood to adulthood, you will catch the fire and discover the call of the gospel, of grace and love, of justice and peace. We pray that the power of love will be strong in you, and that however your soul is meant to, your soul will find a way to live out its love in deep and lasting relationships. We pray that whatever gifts that have been planted in you will find adult, mature expression in work that means something to you and makes a difference in the world. We pray that the hardships and heartbreak that you will face, because we all face some, will serve you well, will not break you, but will strengthen you. We pray that the grief that you will experience when losing something you love will serve to reveal what a blessing it is to love deeply. We pray that when the evening dawns on your life, that wisdom will have matured in you, and that you will have the chance to spread the wisdom in your years in community. In short, we pray blessedness of this day. We pray the blessedness of this day will change and transform and emerge anew in every age and stage that will be your life. And finally, Sarah and Addison, today we say to you that we turn now from the wonder and awe of holding you in our hands to the responsibility and commitment of it. We trust that God will be with you no matter what. and we are committed to you and to all that and to all whom God brings our way, to create sacred community together that will nourish all of our lives. We are committed to doing all we can to make the world that we live in together a safe one, a healthy one, a just place for you and for your children. And today we promise you that though we will live these commitments imperfectly, that we will never give up on you, nor on the world that God loves and that we share. May God bless you and bless the commitments that we make with you today. Amen.